Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Colored Thoughts. I am Erin.
And I'm LaShawn.
We know that it is not Tuesday.
It's not.
It's not Tuesday. And there's an explanation for why we did not post a podcast on Tuesday, isn't there, LaShawn?
Yeah, of course.
So we had some pretty busy weekends. And we typically record on Sunday, and we just didn't get a chance to do that. And then Monday was kind of busy, so we didn't really get a chance to do that. So we were going to record on Tuesday and post on Wednesday, but Tuesday night, if you follow, us on our social media, Instagram in particular, we posted on our Insta story that the mics were just not registering with the platform that we used to record. And so we just literally could not get it done.
Couldn't get it done. We tried for like an hour and 10 minutes.
And it just wasn't. And then LaShawn kept trying after we hung up, and it just was not working for your girls. So thankfully it's working now. We're back. We're in action.
Yes.
Episode 5. Okay. So, you know, we always do our little catch up at the beginning. So, LaShawn, how has your week been? Week and a half, kind of.
My week and a half, I honestly don't even know. Like, it's been so great, but so hectic. Being a doctoral student and working full time, I don't really know. I barely know today's date sometimes. So I think it was good, but I don't really know what I did. I know I went to work this morning, but I don't really know how my week and I hung out with some cool friends, some cool people, started some new adventures, but that's about it.
Some new adventures?
Yeah, you know, that's another podcast.
Okay. A whole other podcast. That's cool. All right. I don't really know what I did this past weekend. I don't think it was very memorable. I literally don't know what I did. It was just one of those, like, it's been one of those weeks where it's like you kind of just go through the motions, and then you just kind of land where you land. So, yeah, I've been interviewing for positions and just a whole lot of stuff. And no, you know what I noticed, though? I was offered a job on the spot, and I did not know.
Woo!
Thanks, girl. Girl, I love your support. But I didn't know. It's kind of like word vomit. It's like I didn't know how to, like, tell the person that I had more interviews to go on and all of this stuff. And when they were like, yeah, so we'd love to have you join the team, like, well, how does that sound to you? Like, it just spewed out of my mouth. I was like, oh, that sounds great. And it did sound great. But I just, you know, I don't think my brain processed what was actually happening.
Well, congratulations on the job offer. But you know what that means, girl?
Thanks.
And for other people, you just got to practice that answer ahead of time, you know, because we are Black excellence and Black girl magic and Black boy joy and all of that.
Girl,
people are going to offer us jobs on the spot, and we get to decide if we want to take those jobs or not. So if someone offers it and it's not necessarily the job you want, or you don't know, that means you got to practice your answer so you don't get caught just word vomiting.
Yeah. So I'm supposed to meet soon with, some more people, kind of like for a quote unquote second interview, but it's not really an interview. It's more like a, let's talk about the position, make sure this is what you want, and then get a commitment type of thing. So, you know, I've practiced.
Well, yeah. Now.
And this is like interview skills 101, kind of, you know, once you get all the information and they're like, so what do you think? You just go, I'm really glad we got a chance to sit down and talk about everything. I'm really liking what I'm hearing. I would like a week to think about
the offer. Yes, girl. Yes. You sound like you have thought about this and practiced it.
Girl. Yes, girl. Because, you know, you got to be practicing.
You do. And, you know, a quick caveat, or I don't know if that's the right word right now. Sorry, I'm sleepy. But... you know who can help you in those, like, practicing things like that? Therapist.
Oh, I was like, career counselor?
Exactly. Career counselors, therapists, you know, they can help you because they understand how it can be difficult a little bit to navigate through the interviewing process and, you know, things like that. So counselors, you know, therapists, they aren't just for people that are quote unquote crazy.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, that's kind of what's been going on. Just applying, scheduling interviews, all that stuff. So, look, let's take a break. And then I want to talk about the Oscars because the Oscars came on Sunday. So let's take a break and we will be right back. All right. So the Oscars aired this past Sunday. And, you know, I didn't really watch too much of the Oscars.
Me either.
I don't remember, like, why I didn't. Maybe I was tired. I don't know. But so some pretty cool things. Mary J. Blige was nominated for Best Original Song as well as Best Supporting Actress. I don't know if... I know she didn't win Best Supporting Actress. I don't know if she won for Best Original Song, but so she was nominated, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Peele, who did the screenplay for Get Out, won for Best Original Screenplay, which is great. And, you know, just a lot of interesting things. Like the Me Too movement was very big on the red carpet. And last year, you know, the movement was the Oscars are whitewashed, all of that stuff. But one thing that I loved, and I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter, but one thing that I loved was how Taraji P. Henson threw major shade at Ryan Seacrest. Did you see that?
I did, but I didn't really understand the shade. I don't know the backstory.
Okay, so Ryan Seacrest has allegedly been accused of, like, sexual harassment.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So when Taraji came up to him, he asked how she was doing. And that's why she was like, you know, I'm doing good. The universe has a way of treating good people well, or something like that. Something along those lines, you know. And then they showed her very next interview with a woman. And the lady was like, oh, Taraji, you look great. How are you? And she was like, much better now that I'm with you. Ooh, so it's like
shade.
She had time. She had
plenty of time, clearly.
But you know, Taraji is one to not really bite her tongue on or off screen, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking Taraji plays some pretty interesting characters. I think Kerry Washington might have been in attendance at the Oscars. If not, she has been before. She's played some very interesting characters. Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer. So many wonderful Black women who are now in the media. So I'm wondering, should we... That was such a counselor phrase. I'm wondering. But I am wondering if we should tackle the topic of Black women in film or TV shows.
Well, I most assuredly do. And, you know, fun fact, if you don't know, March is Women's History Month. So I think this is more than fitting.
Wow. There you go. All right. So there are so many things. What is your perception of Black women in movies and TV shows today?
I feel like there are, like, normally, so stereotypically, in movies, there are normally, like, two roles that I feel like Black women play. They either play, like, a caretaker, nurturer role, or they play a role that tends to be sexualized. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say there are caveats to that, you know, because there have been more films when women, black women are taking roles outside of those boxes that they try to, I feel like, force them into. But I definitely do think there is this push to, you know, put black women into roles that are sexualized, mm-hmm. or like very the opposite, like asexualized. So like mammy roles or like very caretaker, nurturing, let me change the kids' diapers roles.
Or, you know, they play the very, I don't know how to say this properly, but like the very urbanized role.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can just say, you know, I mean, I think there is a stereotype that black people tend to be quote unquote ghetto. That's clearly a stereotype, but I think that people love to make us look like that on film.
Yeah.
Which I guess could
like the baby mama, the
right, like
the woman who never has her hair done or has her hair in a bonnet, you know,
smacking her gum all the time, clapping while she talks,
super loud.
And I mean, I'm not gonna say some black women don't do that, but that's definitely a stereotype that they try to push. And I mean, I guess it does make great for quote unquote entertainment, but.
Right.
I think we're bigger than that. We're more than that. Those shouldn't be the roles we're subjected to.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. Like, I think that we've made strides. Mm-hmm. But I think that today in the media, and maybe we can talk about this a little bit later in the episode, but now more, instead of seeing the quote unquote ghetto woman, I see the scorned, angry black woman in TV and film now. Like, it's not really like, it's like we've sophisticated the role of a black woman, but at the same time we've made her super hard, not very vulnerable, not able to let a significant other in because she's angry and she's mad and she has a point to prove. And I don't really know. I like seeing strong black women, but at the same time there's a balance, you know, like, why can't we be strong without having anger as a fuel, you know?
And do display anger at times that is still balanced. You know what I mean? Because anger is an emotion. But if there's a balance, like you're saying, instead of it just being angry black woman. But I'm wondering what role have you seen that in? Like, can you give us some examples?
Well, I just feel like there's a lot. and so I'll use Olivia Pope as an example, right? She's not necessarily like an angry black woman, but she has that very strong demeanor. But then she's also like a mess. Like, she's a hot mess. Like, does a strong black woman who makes a lot of money and has a nice independent agency have to be sleeping with the president, the white president?
No, she does not. But I just think that goes to the sexualization of black women that, I mean, I definitely think that women are portrayed as angry and black, but but I also think that they're really sexualized. And so I think the Olivia Pope thing is like, oh yeah, she's strong, she's black, she has it going on, but we have to find a flaw about her. There has to be something. And then it has to be this really off the wall, like, thing. Like, you're sleeping with the president of the United States. Like, right. But why?
I don't know. Like, it got to a point where, like, with Scandal, I literally just had to stop watching because I was getting so agitated. I was like, this is not the same Olivia Pope that we saw in season one. Like, this Olivia Pope is a hot mess. This is the Olivia Pope that, if she were my homegirl, I would sit her down and be like, you need no social media. You need to just you need to be by yourself for a little bit. Like, go take a vacation. Go to Napa or something and just like detox because you're doing a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to like stop watching Scandal because it was just doing too much. I didn't like how Olivia Pope was progressing as a character.
I do. I'm wondering, here we go with this. I'm wondering, this is our counselor coming out of us. do you have any thoughts on why her character is progressing like that? Is Scandal still on? I'm sorry. I don't.
It's still on, but I haven't watched it since like undergrad.
Wow. Undergrad. That was
like,
wow. That was like three years ago.
Almost 5 years ago. Sophomore year?
I was thinking, I didn't hear you say sophomore. I was thinking about graduation. For sure. But I'm wondering if you have thoughts on why her character is going this route, or like what's the purpose, or what's the reasoning behind her being like a strong Black woman, but also like a hot mess in terms of like her personal life.
I think that they were trying to show the layers of complexity that some Black women might have. And, you know, the show was created by Shonda Rhimes, a Black woman who also created Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder. And I can understand wanting to show levels and complexity in a character, but I don't know. I kind of felt, and maybe I need to go back and rewatch the series, but I kind of just wished that since Scandal did have such a huge hype and was very acclaimed, like why did we have to have a Black woman so sloppy? She didn't have to be. There could have been other ways to get ratings. Like, we didn't have to have a sloppy Black woman.
Right. I definitely agree with you. But something that just popped up in my head is, you know, because you mentioned maybe Shonda Rhimes and the other writers were trying to portray, like, the everyday situations that Black women might go through, the different complexities of their lives, right? And so, granted, I definitely think it's wrong that she was sleeping with a married man. But besides that, like her having, you know, whatever other issues, is that just showing what Black people go through, but it gives other people a reason to be like, oh, this is how Black people are, you know what I mean? Like, instead of saying, oh, like, just showing like, oh, these are our vulnerabilities, oh, this is just things that everybody goes through, it's then like made into this big thing and like made to look bad. You know what I mean? Like, so maybe there is this, we're just showing how some people might live their lives, and then it just gives fuel to other people to think negative things about the culture. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of wish that, like, Olivia Pope, in those couple seasons that I felt like she was getting a little too sloppy, like, I wish that they would have, like, tightened her up and made her more, like, upstanding. In a sense, you know.
Yeah.
But I understand that they were trying to show complexities, but for Olivia Pope to be a character played by a Black woman on primetime television, like primetime hours, pulling in crazy ratings for ABC, like, I had just kind of hoped that they would have tightened her up a little bit. But,
well, that also just makes me think, does the sloppiness, quote unquote, of Black people, and since we're talking about women specifically, Black women, bring in more money?
I mean, I think people like to see drama, you know? Like,
yeah.
I really don't know how to, like, explain it. Like, it, I don't know. It, I mean, it probably does bring in ratings, and it probably is what people want to see, but is that, does that make it right for us to perpetually allow that?
I don't think it makes it right, but some might say a coin is a coin.
And they will say that, yeah. So, let me ask you this. Moving away from, like, the topic of Scandal and Olivia Pope with her wine and popcorn. What was the first, let's go with shows, since we were just talking about shows. What was the first show where you recognized someone who looked like you on TV?
I definitely might say that I think there were two.
Okay.
So, you know, growing up, I watched a lot of Nickelodeon, Nick at Night, and Disney Channel. So I think probably one of the first shows I saw was The Cosby Show. And then I think, though, at the same time, I probably saw a lot of The Proud Family. I don't know. That just pops in my mind for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So I think those were two shows. And then I think, you know, of course, the spinoff from The Cosby is A Different World, which is beautiful. And Martin was a great show. But I definitely think, yeah, The Cosby's was probably like the first show I saw with like people like me in it.
Okay, I think The Cosby Show is a great example. What made you, well, let me ask you, like, are you still proud of The Cosby Show? Like, are you still proud to watch it, or do you feel weird watching it?
No, I feel so proud to watch The Cosby Show. Like, I don't, The Cosby Show is The Cosby Show. Anything outside of The Cosby Show is outside of The Cosby Show. I don't think that has any, like, that doesn't have anything to do with the show.
Right. Like, you don't think that whatever's happening aside from the show should taint what the show did for.
Precisely.
The culture.
Yes.
Okay. So there were a lot of Black women. You had Claire Huxtable. You had Sandra, Denise, Rudy, and then little old Olivia, a.k.a. Raven Simone, when she was a little teeny mm-hmm. bopper. So Claire Huxtable is a mm-hmm. Black lawyer in this show. What do you think that meant for TV culture and for all our culture in general to see a successful Black woman with like no scandals or anything like that?
I definitely think it defied the stereotypes of what Black people are and what Black women mm-hmm. can be. Like, we don't have to be overly mm-hmm. sexualized or overly like, I just stay in and watch the kids and I'm the help. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but there was this balance of right. her being a lawyer, her being a mom, her being active in her kids' life, and being supportive to her husband, but having her own. And I think that was just like a great thing for the culture because mm-hmm. it showed us
right.
what we could do if we wanted to.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, that is the type of complexity that I like to see in a Black woman. You see the stark difference between like a Claire Huxtable and a Olivia Pope. Granted, they're two different type of shows, right? One is a family show. The other one is more like a drama show. But there's a way in which you can portray complexities of a person that doesn't make them, you know, messy. Because Claire, you know, she had her little sexy moments with her and Cliff, you know? She did.
But Cliff was also her husband.
That's true. That's a word, okay?
That'll preach.
It's a word. But, yeah. But then you saw teenagers and kids who were accomplishing things, right? You had Sandra who went on to mm-hmm. become a lawyer, right? She went on to become a lawyer. Vanessa went off to school. Rudy was doing her thing. Denise was the little, she was the march to the beat of her own drum character, but we appreciate that because not everybody sticks to college and, you know, they go out and they have life adventures and their life turns out fine too. So, you know, I thought that the women in that show were really great role models for people. Now, go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing that I was just thinking about though, is because you said like with Claire and even all the other women in the show, like they were portrayed like in a tasteful manner. Like we got to see their life journeys and understood that they weren't perfect. They struggled with whatever, but it was done tastefully. But mm-hmm. you know, in Scandal, Olivia Pope was in a scandal, but I'm also wondering if it depends on who the audience is for. Like, I think, I didn't talk to Cosby, but I'm thinking that show was for the culture. You know, that was for us, like to show like Black people are amazing people. I don't necessarily think that Scandal is for the culture. Scandal is mm-hmm. for entertainment. So we're going to entertain you. I think the Cosby Show was trying to make a point. Mm-hmm. So I think the differences in why they were created also plays in what they're going to feed you.
Okay. Now, do you think that there is a responsibility for the creators and the writers to entertain people but not compromise the perception of Black women?
I mean, I personally think that would be amazing if they did that, but I also think that sometimes it might be harder to get ratings and views, and if that's important to you. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, it would be great if there were writers. I mean, but you also got to think about who are the writers. So if we're specifically talking about Scandal, right. Yeah, I would love for Shonda Rhimes to, you know, make Olivia Pope look a little bit better. But if the point of the show is called Scandal, well, how much can you do? I don't know. I have my preferences.
I mean, she could be handling other people's scandals. She don't gotta be sloppy.
I mean, I totally...
You could still get ratings with really good Scandal storylines that didn't involve
I totally
her.
Agree, but that's not what they're doing. And I would love to know, you know, like be a fly on the wall in the writing rooms to understand the rationale there, or even to talk, you know, just to get it. But I think sometimes sex, scandal, all of that sells and it makes for a great storyline.
Yeah. So The Cosby Show was a good representation of Black women, as well as A Different World. Girl, you know that's my show, and you know I love me some Dwayne and Whitley Gilbert. that is my show. I can binge watch it any day of the week, forever. That's another great representation of Black people, specifically Black women as well, because it really did show a lot of the things and obstacles that Black women face daily. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of shows coming up that held Black women in a positive light, or, you know, it didn't negatively cast a view on Black women. So like you had shows like, moving on up. What's that show?
Good Times.
That was not Good Times.
The Jeffersons. And I said that was The Jeffersons. I said that with so much confidence. Good Times. My bad.
You sure did. Good Times. What are some other shows? Different Strokes. Okay, no, like you said, Good Times, The Jeffersons, mm-hmm. The Cosby Show, A Different World, and then shows for young girls like us to watch, That's So Raven, Tyena. You remember that show?
Tyena.
She wasn't Black, but she was a person of color, so that's close enough. The Proud Family, you know, like really good shows. Do you think... that the shows that Black women are on now give us the same type of empowerment? Because granted, like, if we're being honest, like, some people might view some of the shows that Black women are on as, like, embracing your body, like, it's okay to feel sexy type of thing, type of empowerment. But do you think that it's the same type of empowerment that those shows gave Black women?
Absolutely not. And I
what shows are you thinking about?
I'm
that make you say no.
Well, the shows that come to mind are like your typical reality TV shows, Love and Hip Hop, Housewives, the doctor show that's like Housewives, where this the doc mm-hmm. Married to Medicine. Yeah. Like honestly, outside of reality TV show, like where are Black? Well, I mean, Black-ish is a good show.
Okay. Except Tracee Ellis Ross is not getting equal pay. She's not getting... But that's another story. Keep going.
That is. So I think, overwhelmingly, the shows that are out now, no, they don't bring the same empowerment. I do think that Black-ish and the spinoff of... Is it Grown-ish?
Grown-ish.
Yeah, I think that tries to provide some of the same empowerment. But some of these other shows, I don't really know where Black women or Black shows, like they're based off like Black families or Black whatever, are really on TV that much. There's Meet the Browns, I guess. I mean, is that a TV show? Or The Pains?
That is so old.
No, but they coming back with new episodes. One of those shows is coming out with new episodes now.
Oh, so that's okay.
I mean, I could see those, but I feel like the ones that are what you really notice in the media and are these reality TV shows where they are negatively, I feel like, portraying Black women. And so I say that because I think, yeah, it's fine to love the skin you're in, be sexy, blah, blah, blah. Do you, boo. That's fine. But the fact that they make these storylines to pit Black women against each other. Like, where is the collaboration? Where is the celebration? Where is the community? Like, and to actually be getting into fist fights. Like, I understand that, you know, sometimes you get angry, but there has to be some type of self-control and some type of, like, poise about myself where I'm not just about to pop off and throw a drink at somebody and try to, like, go across the table. And I think that that sells. And so that is what continues to be put out there.
No, I agree. So moving on from TV, like I agree with you that with everything that you said. Moving on from TV, I'm going to ask you the same question that I started with, but talk about movies this time. What is the first movie that you saw that you can remember that that you identified with a Black woman on the screen?
Well, I won't say, I can't necessarily answer straight identify with a Black woman necessarily, but I identify with a Black family. And that was the only movie I can remember right now from childhood, like, was Dr. Dolittle.
That's cute.
And the girl who, Kyla Pratt played, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another show, One on One. That was a good show.
That was a good show. But I think Kyla Pratt was, like, into science or something, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
So.
No, her, yeah.
I can't really remember all the details, but that's kind of, like, the first movie I can remember. Like, I don't really remember there being, like, Black women that I was like, oh, wow, she's in a movie. Like, I don't.
What was the, do you remember the first movie that you saw where a Black woman's character impacted you? In a positive or negative way?
Very honestly, no. But I feel like I'm not the typical person in that I appreciate what people have to offer, but people that I actually know impress me more than people that are, like, on the big screen. Do you know what I mean? Like, people that I can tangibly feel and see. So people that are I saw doing big things were, like, my mom, my aunts, my grandparents. Like, those are the people that I was like, okay, I can do this as a Black woman, but not necessarily a reflection on TV or movies. But that could also be because when I was growing up, there might not have been as many huge movies with Black women as, like, it was about them and their success. Like, I don't remember. Do you?
No, but there were a few movies that seeing the role that the Black woman played affected me in a way. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's this movie called The Imitation of Life, and it is it's a really, really good movie. This Black woman, she kind of has the role of, like, the mammy, but she ends up, like, being a housekeeper for a white woman who's pursuing acting, and she has a young white daughter, and this woman who becomes the housekeeper, she also has a young daughter, but her daughter is the same fair skin as the white lady's child. And so her daughter tries to pass, because it's back in those days where people tried to pass. And it was just, like, the heartache of this mother where her child doesn't look like her and she's doing all that she can to provide, but her daughter won't accept her because of her skin color and who she is. And it was just it's a very impactful movie if you watch it. And that's, like, one of the first movies that I remember actually being like, wow, like, Black women endure a lot. And I appreciated that being portrayed through film. And then, you know, just, like, seeing the role of Black women progress in film has been encouraging, but also, like, come on, fam. Like, does every Black Christmas movie have to have the same plot? You know what I'm saying? Like, or, like, do all the same Black women, like, can we get some more Black actresses in film? You know, like, does Regina Hall, Taraji P. Henson, Gabrielle Union, I feel like I'm missing someone, but there's like four that are in like consistent rotation.
Sanaa Lathan.
Yeah, like consistent rotation. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we get some more? But I have a question. Because, you know, I don't foresee like reality TV going away anytime soon. But the roles that Black women play in film have begun to change a little bit. Do you think that Black actresses would win more Oscars and awards if they were afforded the opportunity to be in roles that would typically be given to white women? Because if we're stuck playing people like Yvette from Baby Boy, and rarely getting jobs like Hidden Figures, the roles in Hidden Figures, like, do you think that we would be winning more Oscars and Emmys and stuff?
I mean, I think we would win more, but I don't think that it would be proportional to other counterparts.
Do you think that it's important for those roles to be opened up to people of color, specifically Black women?
I definitely do. But then that just begs the question of why aren't they? Like, I definitely think there should be more roles for Black women, but I don't think that Black people are the first people in Hollywood that people look for. Like, yeah, we're making it and we're making it on the map and we're putting it out there, but I don't think, I feel like Black people and Black women especially are still just at a disadvantage. And so, yes, they should be opened up, but how quickly that's going to happen, I don't know.
Right. No, I agree. So with that being said, because we're close on time, what do you hope to see for Black women in films and shows in the future? What is your heart? What do you hope to see?
I hope to see more like role modeling. Like, I want us to be in roles mm-hmm. that show us in positive lights. Like, yes, be realistic about the struggles that we go through, but like, you know, like, let's show more doctors, more lawyers, more like, and not even just those stereotypical ones, but like massage therapists, like professors, dentists, astronauts, teachers, engineers, counselors, therapists, like cooks, whatever the special term for their name is, you know, chef, thank you. Like artists, designers, like, you know, just people doing amazing things. Because I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this. It's great to be an Instagram model and have lots of followers and make your money there, but we're more than that. Like, don't let that be your only thing that you're, you know, into, because we as Black people have so much more, and as Black women have so much more than just our bodies. Like, we're intelligent too. And so I would just like to see like a more diversity of films that encourage the youth to mm-hmm. that they can do things, that they can be their best, like that they can make an impact in mm-hmm. the world, and less like sexualized images of women, of Black women. Like, let there be a balance somewhere.
Yeah. And I think that someone in the industry who's trying to help with that is what's her name? Ava DuVernay.
Yes.
With her movie A Wrinkle in Time. So go support that as much as you supported Black Panther.
For sure.
Be up in there. I know that I will be. I think that she's doing a really great job with bringing light to the struggles that African-Americans face, but also giving a platform for people of color and women, Black women. That she's giving them platforms. Like, A Wrinkle in Time is going to be an amazing movie starring yeah. a little Black girl, you know, like that's big. And Oprah Winfrey is in it and Mindy Kaling is in it. She's a person of color, but you know, like it's important to have that representation. And so like my hope for, Black women in the media, is to have more diversity of roles. You know, why couldn't a Black woman star in some of the movies that are out now? you know, like I'd like to see a diversity of roles, not just being cast role, cast typed into this type of person, this type of person, this type of person, you know, like we gotta diversify. And even though it might take a while, like we have to start like turning down roles that continue to box us in these areas.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that. And at the same time, just think that in Hollywood, I feel like once you are in one particular type of role, unless you are just like the cream of the crop, you know what I mean? And not saying that these actors and actresses aren't, but like, unless you are just who they want, like they typecast you, like, you know what I mean? Like that is what Hollywood, I feel like, is like. You, it's hard to get out of that box. And I think, yes, they should, actors should go for things that are not like their typical roles. Cause I remember Taraji was saying that in her latest film about where she was like a agent or something. I can't remember the
show. Proud Mary.
Yes, Proud Mary. That was a very good movie. And she, you know, tried to expand her horizons and get out of that box. But at the same time, it can be harder and they got to make their money. So.
Yeah. I mean, you still got to make money, but at the same time, you have to challenge.
For sure.
You have to challenge it.
Yeah, but so. Then I just, I'm sorry. And then we can, you know, wrap this up. Yes, we have to challenge it. But at this, that just, to some degree, aggravates me because I feel like it's always the responsibility of the, I'm going to use this word, quote unquote, oppressed to make something change. No, why can't you as the white writer or the white director change who you want? Like, why do I as the black person have to super advocate for myself? Like, yes, I need to do that, but I'm the one that's oppressed. Like, you have the power. Like, why not? And I understand power structures. Like, you want, you're going to keep what's in there, but it's like, oppressed people always have to fight. And it's just like, yo, like, if we could just change the thinking of the people that have the power, quote unquote. But that was my little soapbox, I guess.
I mean, yeah, it stinks. And, you know, it's all because people are power hungry and they'd rather see people of the same ilk in the same type of positions. So sometimes you do got to put a little extra work in. So
for sure.
I mean, I don't know. It's unfortunate, but you know, hopefully with movies like Black Panther and A Wrinkle in Time and Mudbound and a couple other movies that are out now, like hopefully with the amazing talent in these films, we'll begin to see new roles open up for black women that aren't just quote unquote ghetto or heartbroken, angry single mom or
and then I'm just also like, this is just a thought that popped in my head that I'm just wondering what you think, because I don't really have a clear thought that I have on this. But do you think that, and maybe you answered this a little bit, but do you think it's more beneficial to have more movies where there are black casts, like a whole group of black people, or do we want the black actors and actresses to infiltrate like quote unquote white films?
I think both are equally as important, to be honest. I think that we do need more films with all black casts because why not? Why not? That aren't just, again, that aren't just like Christmas movies, like Almost Christmas or This Christmas, which are basically the same movie, just with different titles. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, I'd like to see more black ensembles. And I think that it's important for black people to infiltrate, like you said, like predominantly white ensembles. Like, it's important. Why does that role have to go to that person when a black person could do it equally as well?
For sure.
So, yeah. But I mean, hopefully, like I said, with these new films out, people will see that, you know, we got something and we offer and do a lot. So my hope is that even in TV, even in movies, like we begin to challenge, the norms and we begin to break through these boxes that people continually just try to put us in. And, you know, we we take pride in what we can do, the craft that Black people can do as actresses, you know? So those are my thoughts. So on time next week, right?
On time. Tuesday.
We are going. Yeah. We're going to drop it on Tuesday for sure.
For sure.
Like, for sure.
Well, guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Colored Thoughts. I am LaShawn. You can follow me on Instagram at LaShawn, LaShawn underscore G. And you can follow my nonprofit page at Just Me underscore Campaign. And
this is Aaron. Follow me on Instagram at Aaron, A-R-Y-N underscore Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A. And follow the podcast page. We're for real going to start throwing out content on that page.
For real. Like we're getting to it. We're going to be on it.
Yeah. It's coming. So follow the podcast page. It's at Colored Thoughts Podcast, and we will see you. Well,
talk to you.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I
guess.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, so we'll talk to you next week. Make sure that you drop a comment under whatever we post, whatever question we post on the podcast page, so that we can have some conversation. So thank you to everyone who has been commenting. Go ahead.
Yes. And then I was just going to say, remember, not everything is black and white.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.